We are member-supported radio here in Laguna Beach, KX93.5. That was Blonde Fire. The song is called Hide and Seek. We had been anxiously awaiting the arrival of Blonde Fire in our Pearl Street studios really all afternoon, and finally you guys made it. Thank you so much for taking the time. How are things?
Things are good. Thanks for having us. We're just happy to be out of the van. We got stuck in a little rush hour traffic for 3 hours right. From L.A.
Welcome to Southern California, I guess.
Yeah. You should have known.
You are pretty much Southern California-based at this point, right? So where's home for you guys now?
We all live in Los Angeles, in various parts of Los Angeles,
Again, this is Blonde Fire in our Pearl Street studios. Erica, who are we missing and who did you bring with you today?
Well, we have Steve Stout playing lead guitar and Kyle Fair doing the percussion over here.
And there's no microphone on Kyle.
He's got the egg shaker in his pants.
There you go. That's perfect.
And our bass player is just hanging out somewhere.
Right on.
Nathan.
Well, it seems to me that Blonde Fire has had a lot of success in the indie world in a short amount of time. Would you say that's the case?
Well, I mean, in a way. I mean, we've been doing it for a long time, and I've been playing music since I was a little kid. So for me, it doesn't feel like it's been a fast thing.
Right.
But definitely this past year has been really, really great for us. We've toured a lot and with some really good bands and had a lot of support from, like, radio stations like yourselves. And so it's been pretty awesome.
Cool. Yeah, radio stations are taking notice, and it's, you know, your music is gaining traction really all around the country. What a blessing that must be, you guys.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're pretty thankful.
You.
Yeah.
And this particular tour is with the Mowglies and Hunter Hunted, two bands that we like and we play on the radio as well. How'd you link up with those guys?
Actually, they're both LA-based bands, so we kind of had been friends with Hunter Hunted, and then we met the Mowglies in a festival we did in Tampa. So there were all these connections and stuff, but it's been really fun. Both bands are great and cool people, so it's been really fun to be on the road with those both bands.
And you guys are just wrapping up, I guess, this West Coast swing, and there's a show tonight in Santa Ana at the Observatory. Are you familiar with that venue?
Yeah, we actually played there once before.
Yeah, with a band called Pacific Air. We played there
a while ago.
Pacific Air used to be called, and again, that's another band who could tell horror stories about being affiliated with a record label. They used to be called White Apple Tree.
Then
Sony kind of shelved that project, and you know, now they are Pacific Air. But again, Blonde Fire's in our studio on member-supported radio. Tonight at the Observatory is, in fact, the show. And then tomorrow somewhere else, I imagine.
Yeah, somewhere. Velvet Jones.
Okay.
In Santa Barbara.
Right. Speaking of record labels, the new record is tentatively scheduled to come out February.
February 11th.
Cool. Yeah. And we're all ready to go and ready to put that out to the general public? Or are we still mixing and mastering and doing all of these things?
No, it's all ready to go. It's mastered and ready for people to hear it.
And that would be an LP, a total full length from Blonde Fire. Well, let me ask you this question. What is Tender Rush?
That's our little company that my brother and I have. Yeah,
it's for our adult
music.
Film agency.
I know. It's a very sensual name.
Right, so it's basically your own record label.
Yeah.
And you're not affiliated with a major record label. I mean, it's almost as DIY as it gets. Would you say that that's the case as well?
Well, I mean, we're putting it out through a distributor in Grooves, but yeah, it's us teaming up with them, definitely.
That's awesome. Blondefire.com is the website, from what I understand. It's got links to videos and audio and all sorts of things as well. And I do have some more questions, but if it would be agreeable to you, I'd like to play a track off that upcoming record. Someone just floated it to us. We played it on the air right away.
Awesome.
The song's called Young Heart, and it is the title track, right?
Yeah.
Can you give us a VH1 Storytellers type of moment, or should we just rip into the song on the air right now?
Well, basically this song, there's a theme running through the record, the Young Heart theme that when we started out writing this album, we didn't really have this direction of what the song should all be about. But as we wrote songs, it's kind of just every song has the theme about enjoying your life, live in the moment, because you never know what tomorrow could bring. And that's kind of what Young Heart is all about.
There you go. We got most of the band of Blonde Fire in our studio right now. This is the, I guess, more or less the world premiere is what I've been saying of the song Young Heart. You heard it first right here on KX93.5. And more from our Pearl Street studios right after this.
Live a silent, dreamy sigh, and you rise.
There you go. Like I said, you heard it first right here. That's new from Blondfire. The song is called Young Heart. The brand new record is available, will be available come February, and Blondfire is here in the studio. Like I said before, I guess take us back to the inception of this particular band. It's basically you and your brother, right?
Yeah. My brother and I started this when we were really young. We basically, in our parents' house, we lived in Michigan, and it's pretty cold. So what we do to entertain ourselves was just write songs and started recording, got a really basic studio setup at first, and just started recording songs.
And at what point did you, like, decide to play shows, and, like, when did people start taking notice?
Pretty soon. I mean, we're pretty young. I think we probably started playing shows when we were, like, 16 or something in Michigan and just playing out and just kept going from there. I don't think it was, like, a conscious decision, like, this is our career path, but it's just like what we always did together and just kept going from there. Yeah.
But now music is pretty much your job. It's your day job. Is there any advice you would give to people out there who kind of want to be in your shoes?
I guess just, you know, figure out what makes you and makes you stand out, and just stick with your guns and go for it. And I don't know. I feel like just take a chance on yourself. And if you love what you do, you know,
and be ready for a lot of driving.
A lot of driving. Sure. And a lot of hard work. So you have to love it, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Again, Blondfire is here in our Pearl Street studios on KX93.5. Blondfire wasn't always Blondfire, right? What was the first name of the band?
We were originally called Astaire.
Astaire. And how many records did Astaire put out?
We put out one EP, and we did a tour, actually, with this band Ivy and the band Stars from Canada.
Yeah.
So we were getting a lot of publicity, and Fred Astaire's widow pretty much didn't like the fact we were using Astaire, so we were kind of forced to stop using that name.
Right. I know there's a song by San Cisco called Fred Astaire that we've been playing on the radio. I wonder if the Astaire estate has hit that band up to cease and desist or whatever.
Probably,
you never know.
Probably.
Right? We realize we got a lot of new listeners, and we are member-supported here in Southern California. A year into it, we're absolutely killing it for what we've been doing for independent artists.
Awesome.
You could be a member of the station. All the details are online on kx935.com. But what do you think of our Pearl Street studios?
Pretty awesome. Great location.
Awesome. Got to get these lights on somehow.
I know
how to light
Christmas
it up in
lights.
Here.
But my friend, you are very festive in the spirit, and we appreciate you wearing the Santa hat in our studios today.
I picked the female one, and I'm pretty stoked about that.
So you guys more or less brought a stripped down instruments.
Yeah.
More of an acoustic set of what you're going to do tonight at the Orange County Observatory. Some bands are not equipped to do the whole radio promo tour or perform their songs acoustically, so we do appreciate you guys making do with our small Pearl Street studios here. What did you guys want to play first?
We're going to play a song called Waves.
Awesome. Now, where could people find this particular song?
It's on our EP, which is on iTunes right now, but it's going to also be on the full-length album.
Cool. Are you guys ready to perform for us?
Sure.
Yes. This is my favorite part of the gig. Performance is right in front of my face. If you guys miss anything here, this audio will live forever as a podcast on kx935.com. Blondfire in our Pearl Street studios, whenever you guys are ready.
Crash to the shore, they come from the deep. Sure as the sun will rise, the sun will set. You taste the salt, the closer you get. Waves picking you up and pushing you down. They're always around. Waves just like a dream, silver and green. We live in between. They can carry you all the way to me. They can pull you out to the deep blue sea. Oh, waves, they're always. Empires will crumble to the sand. All that you love can slip through your hand. But you must face the ocean once again. Follow the tide wherever you've been. Waves picking you up, pushing you down. They're always around. Waves all the way through me. They can pull you out to the deep blue sea. Always, they're always.
Several people in the studio. That is Blonde Fire on KX93.5, a brilliant acoustic version of your song, and thanks so much for doing that.
Thank you. Our pleasure.
Yeah, absolutely. You. Again, you guys are playing tonight at the Orange County Observatory, which apparently is relevant here in Orange County. Not only bands, you know, bands are not only playing Los Angeles and San Diego, but coming through and playing the Observatory. So that should be a good show with the Mowglis and Hunter Hunted. Again, the new record's coming out in February. It's going to be called Young Heart, and there are a couple things that you guys have been, I guess, affiliated with. Could you tell me your affiliation with this movie Dallas Buyers Club and who approached you to help them out?
Yeah, we actually have a song in the soundtrack for that, which is pretty cool, and that came somehow through our management company.
Now, which song did they choose the song for the soundtrack, or
yeah,
did you?
They picked it, and it was a brand new song that was... funny, because we had the album pretty much ready to go, and then like at the final hour my brother and I wrote two new songs, and that was one of the ones that they ended up using. So
is that song also going to be on the new LP in February?
Yeah, that's called Life of the Party.
Right on.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. Music supervision, I guess, is the thing where people place, you know, music for TV and film. Have you had your music on other TV shows in the past and stuff like that? Because that's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, it's really cool. We've had a bunch of different TV shows, and we had, like, the movie Monster-in-Law, which was a big license for us. We also had some commercials. We had recently a Honda commercial, which was really cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Blonde Fire is here on KX93.5. What is, I guess, Taco Bell and Passion Pit? There was a documentary,
yeah,
something like that. What is that all about? And can people watch that online now?
Yeah, it's online, yeah. Actually. It was really cool. We played South by Southwest Music Festival, and I was asked to be one of the people that were able to hold a handheld camera during the show, and basically was broadcast on the internet, and then the footage was used in a documentary about Passion Pit and Wildcat Wildcat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I read that on your website. By the way, social media, you are the one who's tweeting and Instagramming. In fact, when you guys were playing that song in our studio, I totally Instagrammed a photo of you.
Awesome.
Right here, but where can people find you online?
Just at Blonde Fire.
Cool.
Yeah.
And that goes directly to you. It's not your management or handlers or record label or anything like that.
I am always on it. My favorite one is Instagram, though, because I love taking pictures.
Cool. I know you can't see it because it's not the daytime here, but we have this colored glass, and it almost looks like we're living in Instagram every day. Yeah.
I like
that.
It's
very cool. Again, the new record coming out in February. There are some previously released tracks which are going to be on the new record. Did you have to kind of re-record those things?
No. I think we remixed a couple of them, actually, but they weren't re-recorded, yeah.
Did you link up with any interesting producers for this upcoming effort?
My brother and I produced it ourselves, but Wally Gagel mixed the album for us, and he's amazing.
Who is that person? Does he have a tremendous discography, I imagine, type of thing?
He's worked with a ton of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a ton of big people.
And how did you link up with him? And I imagine it was a good situation in the studio where everybody works together, right?
Yeah, no, he's awesome.
Cool.
He's really cool.
So we took care of the social media. we're plugging the new record. We're talking about the tour. And I imagine you guys are going to plan another tour when the new record comes out, right?
Yeah, we don't have one. You know, it's not all scheduled, but we'll definitely be, we're going to be touring a lot
cool.
this year.
You got to keep us in the loop as far as what you're doing musically. We'd love to have you come by our Pearl Street studios again in the future. Maybe next time we could get there where we have a traditional performance studio and we could all plug in and do our thing, you know?
That'd be awesome.
Awesome. Sweet. So Blonde Fire in our Pearl Street studios, their songs will live forever on KX93.5. before we kind of wrap it up, I guess, would you want to take us out with as far as music?
We're going to play a song called Where the Kids Are.
Okay.
Yeah.
We've heard this on the air before. This is Blonde Fire in studio on a beautiful Friday evening on KX93.5. Again, that's the exclusive KX93.5 version of a Blonde Fire song live in our studios. Thank you so much for taking the time, you guys. We really do appreciate it. We were stoked on you guys coming in for several days now, and we're happy that you're here.
Thank you guys so much.
You got anything else to touch on to the general public who might not be familiar with the music of Blonde Fire thus far?
Just Google Blonde Fire and hopefully come to one of our shows soon.
Fair enough. Thanks again, you guys.
Bring pizza.
All right, we'll talk soon.
You know what they say. When it comes to raising a radio station, it takes a village.